This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Stock markets in China were closed today, but perhaps it's just as well. A new manufacturing survey shows factory activity slowed for the second straight month. But markets were open for business to greet the bad news in Japan. A survey by the Japanese Central Bank found sagging confidence among manufacturers there. Rupert Wingfield Hayes is the BBC's correspondent in Tokyo. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you.
So let's start with this Japanese business sentiment report. What's that say? And give us some context, if you would.
So this is called the Tankan Survey, and it's a survey of business sentiment. And the results of today's survey, as released today, are that manufacturers are -3 on average, which says that they basically are feeling pretty gloomy about the future. But on the non-manufacturing sector, a +8. So Japan's economy, certainly its famous manufacturing economy, is seeing, you know, quite a dramatic slowdown. And there's fears here that Japan could fall into recession.
If manufacturing sentiment is gloomy, non-manufacturing sentiment less gloomy, I guess. Give me an example of what types of businesses maybe are doing okay.
Well, certainly retailers seem to be doing okay in Japan. Japanese consumers are still spending money. Young consumers, one of the most famous sort of consumer groups in Japan is young women, and they appear to be going out and buying cosmetics and buying fashions and buying the sorts of things that young women like. People have also been buying cars this year in Japan because the Japanese government has been trying to encourage people to buy cars that are more fuel efficient. It's been given heavy subsidies to people to go out and buy something like a Prius. Those subsidies are now coming to an end, so that is, again, expected to drop off quite rapidly now.
Japan and China are feuding over territory right now. Is there considerable economic fallout from that?
Well, there's the potential for there to be, and that's a real concern here in Japan. You know, the United States always used to be the biggest export market for Japanese products for years and years and years and years. That has now changed. In the last few years, China has become Japan's number one export market. So a political fallout, if it continues to be serious, could have really big knock-on effects for the Japanese economy. Chinese people at the moment simply don't want to go out and buy Japanese products. No one wants to be seen driving down the road in a Toyota or a Nissan at the moment because it's politically difficult. It's difficult when other people are, you know, protesting in the streets against Japan. So, you know, there's a real potential for a problem for Japan from this island dispute.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thank you.
Thank you.